The podcast you're about to listen to contains graphic language and situations. As a matter of fact, this one happens in a sex dungeon, so please make sure your church choir director is not in the room. You've been warned.
I am enormous, get used to it. Everyone tells me I'm too much. Maybe it's just you're not enough for me. Can't you see? I'm the kind of woman I'm supposed to be.
Hi there, and welcome to the Body Storytelling Podcast. I'm sexual folklorist Dixie De La Tour, and this week on the podcast, we have a story from beloved body storyteller April Kidwell.
How are you documenting your quarantine? I've been thinking about that this week. How we're tracking this time, this weird time where we're kept away from the people we love, where maybe we have a job or not, where we can't go out and kiss the people we love. We can't have sex. We can't do any of those things right now. How do we track this time? I am not a journaler, and I am not a writer. I guess I'm doing it right now with you. There's a reason I don't journal. When I was barely legal, I had moved into one of my grandmother's trailers. She owned a trailer park in the Blue Ridge Parkway. I was so excited to live by myself. And as we do when we finally have freedom, I started having adventures. And I wrote those adventures down in a journal. My family, who had keys to that trailer, accosted me with my journal, sat me down and said, so looks like you're bisexual. Looks like you've been sexually active, reciting passages out of my journal. In my face. In fact, they'd use those keys to break into the trailer and see the results of my pregnancy test. They knew the results of my pregnancy test before I did and sat and talked to me about it. It felt like a pretty huge betrayal, and I've never journaled since. So you're my journal. You're the one that I send these thoughts and capture these thoughts with. Let me tell you about my week. My friend Crystal is a baker, and Crystal is going crazy right now with coronavirus. So she wrote me and said, I want to make you a cake. I'll drop it off on your porch. Fantastic. What do you want? Lemon, cream cheese icing. Okay, why lemon? Because Bent doesn't like lemon, and then I'll get some. Because sometimes when you live with a partner, it can be like, I grew up with a lot of brothers. And it can be like that contest you have when they bring home the sugary cereal and you eat as many bowls as possible so that you get some before it's gone. Sometimes it feels like that with the good stuff in the house with my partner. So lemon cream cheesecake for me. She's like, I'll make one for him too. He wants chocolate. Great. She knows Bent is a stoner and he has no place to be right now, so there's no reason he can't be stoned. So she put a lot of marijuana in his cake. She told me she was going to arrive Thursday evening as it's getting dark. She pulls up with two cakes, uncovered, just on plates, in her car. And she walks them over to my porch. And I'm like, where you been? You said you were going to be here this morning. And she goes, tell him to be very careful with this chocolate cake. Because I put so much pot in it that as I was frosting it, I absentmindedly licked my finger and I laid down to sleep for 6 hours. That's how much pot's in this cake. He's had a pretty enjoyable, pretty lazy week. Every time I see him eat a big piece of that cake, I'm like, bye, see you later. which is nice to have a little break from the person that you're spending 24 hours a day with, so I appreciate that. On Saturday night, we went to a virtual orgy. That was fun. I like to enter any situation, any sex party, any attempt to interact with other people. I treat it as a challenge. I like to figure out, what can I learn from this? What am I going to know at the end of this encounter that I didn't know before? You want to know what I learned at the virtual orgy? You know those Zoom backgrounds that they have? The ones that you put behind you because your house is a mess, so you want to make your background look like, I don't know, Halloween decorations, or you want it to look like, in this case, the Milky Way in the galaxy. So they had this Zoom background behind them at the orgy. And as this person started jerking off, I learned what happens to a Zoom background when you jerk off. You know that little cutaway that happens where it outlines your hair and maybe if you move, all of a sudden you can see the background twitch? You should see what it does when you jerk off in front of a Zoom background. It loses its mind. I could not figure out what was happening. It looked like sparks were flying. It looked like colors were shooting off the screen. I had to zoom in real close and watch this thing self-destruct as he came. And at the end, I went, okay, I can leave now. I learned something at this orgy. Thank you. And I have one thing to look forward to this morning. I woke up to an email from a fan who had asked me if he could send something for Quake. Quake, my 165-pound St. Bernard. Did I say that part? I can't remember. The days are a blur. And he sent me some really nice bully sticks to make my dog happy. So I'm excited about the mailman coming. I'll be standing there with gloves and a mask when he does. I'll open it carefully. I'll probably wipe the package down with bleach solution before I put it anywhere near my hands. Before I hand that bully stick to my dog as he waits there doing that dance they do, that tap dance, when they're more excited than they've ever been before. That 5 minutes that it takes for them to destroy that bully stick and ingest the whole thing. I love that time. Watching a dog frolic in a field, watching that joy, watching them play, watching a dog go, that is my favorite treat I will ever have in my life. Please give it to me, give it to me, give it to me, give it to me right now. Love that. Top of my list of things that make me happy. We all need something to make us happy right now, don't we? So, yeah, I don't journal. I've probably had an interesting life. And I haven't documented it. And the great thing about storytelling is as I sit on stage, or as I used to sit on stage, when someone tells a story, it reminds me of a moment I've completely forgotten. And I get to savor that moment again. I love that. When you find that story you'd totally forgotten and watch it bubble out and you have to tell somebody. We all get to relive. They get to live it for the first time, but I get to relive it again. That's pure joy. That's what storytelling can do for us. So I'm not sure how you do it. I'm not sure if you journal. I have a friend who's a photographer who's doing photographic documentation of her quarantine. However you document it, we're never going to see days like this again, probably. Find a way to track it, to preserve it. If it's taking a paper planner and sticking mail that comes into it. If it's collecting photographs, if it's documenting it on social media, make sure you track this time. This weird, strange, I don't know, is there another way to say that? I'm not sure how to say that because I can't imagine we're going to go through this again in our lifetime. It's going to end at some point. And we're going to lessen this. We're going to go, it wasn't that bad, really. It's pretty bad. But the thing that comes is you learn something. You have a deeper understanding of yourself. And that happens when you examine your life. And that's what storytelling does. This was the longest Dixie ramble in the world, wasn't it? Let's get to the episode. Sorry, I was feeling introspective. Let me do my job. So as I said earlier in the episode, I attended a virtual orgy this past weekend, and I laughed out loud when I noticed a little product placement. There was a bottle of Uberlube at one of the participants' bedsides. Hey, what's the etiquette on that? Can you go cheers to someone when you use the same lube as them in an orgy? I wanted to reach over, grab my own bottle of Uberlube, and make eye contact to say, howdy there. Welcome to Masturbation Town, Population Dixie. You know about Uberlube, right? It's a high-grade silicone lubricant made from clean, simple, body-friendly ingredients. Lube is more than handy right now. It's necessary. And when it comes to lube, nothing beats Uberlube. Uberlube won't stain your clothing or your bedding, and any spills can be easily cleaned with detergent and water. There's no flavor and no scent, and the bottle's measured pumps allow you to dispense the perfect amount every time, even in the dark. It's safe, effective to use with condoms, and it's latex compatible. And since lube is supposed to enhance touch, Uberlube provides just the right amount of slip while still allowing for skin-on-skin sensations. It's also a fantastic moisturizer for skin and hair. You don't have to wash it off when you're done, so just lay there and relax in a puddle of your own fluids. Because relaxing might be why you're masturbating, right? Plus, it works underwater. So if you'd like to rub one out in the tub, grab your favorite waterproof sex toy and some Uberlube and get dirty while you get clean. It's great for all kinds of play, vaginal, anal, oral. And right now, Uberlube is offering Body Storytelling's listeners a special offer, 10% off and free shipping when you use my code DIXIE at uberlube.com. I really love Uberlube, and I think you will too. Uberlube lets you feel what you want to feel. So hey, want to head to town on your own bits right now? Go to uberlube.com and use the code Dixie for 10% off and free shipping. It's time for the story. Let's talk about this week's storyteller. April Kidwell is the writer, producer, and star of I, Nomi, the one-woman musical comedy about the life of Nomi Malone before and after Showgirls. Her off-Broadway experience includes Showgirls the Musical, Bayside the Musical, San Francisco's Drag Becomes Her, Legally Black, Trixie and Katya's High School Reunion, Buffy the Vampire Slayer Live, and then there's her films, The Bride of Death, You Don't Know Me, and Eat the Rainbow. She is a proud student and volunteer of the Earthship Academy and Foxhole Homes, building off-the-grid, self-sustainable houses made of natural and recycled materials for homeless veterans. I love her so much. You can learn more about her at aprilkidwell.com. And this story is from April Kidwell.
So, I'm butt naked. Good start. And I'm climbing on top of this stranger, and I have to pull on these hard metal chains to climb on top of his body because he is in a sex swing. And I am fucking him in a dungeon. And apparently, my life had to completely implode to get here. And after struggling with depression for over a year, it got so fucking bad that I realized I had to reinvent my life. And sadly, that meant I had to leave my fiance. And so I moved in with great friends from my Burning Man camp. Good choice. And I got a grown-up job that I actually care about and that I've been promoted for twice in 4 months. Turns out I can be a grown-up. And I found a fucking therapist that I actually connect with, which is so hard to do in San Francisco. And so I realized that I was going to spend this next chapter of my life taking care of myself, putting myself and my needs first, taking care of my mental and spiritual health, and focusing on my sobriety. And so, thank you. And so here I am, I'm 35 years old, I'm single, and I'm horny as fuck. And so I get on an app, Open, and I call myself Yarnicorn because I love to crochet. And I thought, hey, I'm just gonna fuck couples. How hard could that be? But apparently it's very hard because do you know how much work it takes to fuck a couple? They never stop talking. So then I called all my booty calls from the past, and they all had girlfriends. And then I had this number from this guy, and so I texted him, and he never texted me back. And I met him here. But then I remember, body gets you laid, so I called Dixie. And she's like, she told me about the Citadel. And the Citadel is a sex dungeon in the Tenderloin, and it hosts all kinds of events like rope play, electroshock play, women's only events, trans events, gay men events. And then there was this one particular event that stood out to me called Escape. And it is a general BDSM play event. Now, I have never been to a dungeon before. I have so much experience with swingers parties, but I have always wanted to go to a dungeon, so I made the choice. I'm going to this fucking dungeon, and I'm gonna go by myself because I am an empowered human being. And I get there, and I am overly excited, but also terrified because I have no idea what to expect because I don't want to get hurt. I don't want to catch anything. And I don't know if this place is gross. It's the Tenderloin. And to my surprise, this beautiful, jubilant, angelic spirit named Emily greets me at the front desk, and she is clad in this navy blue see-through lace leotard, and she goes, "Welcome to Citadel. What brings you here tonight?" "I want to fuck." Okay, there is a lot more to it than that. The Citadel is a sober play space. It is a place where women rule the show. Consent is key. And please sanitize all the surfaces before and after you use them. Cool. So Emily takes me and the other two newbies who had just arrived on a tour of the facility. And the Citadel is like this old discotheque turned sex dungeon. And then like, you know, the floor where all the lights are for like the disco stuff. That's where all the kink stuff happens. And you got your stocks, your cages, the X thing. And then there's, I don't know. Hey, I'm new to this. And then there's the back room that has the massage tables and apparently all the best outlets for electroshock play. And then there's this aquarium, which is a plexiglass box that you climb up into with your partner and you fuck and everybody's watching. You're like, ooh, I'm in a fish tank. And so we finished the tour, and then one of the newbies in this group with me, he turns to me and goes, "Hi, I'm Jonathan, and I noticed you when I walked in, and I think you're really cute. And do you want to talk and see if we connect?" And he is handsome, and he is fit, and he looks like this, like, young, nerdy Captain America. He's very clean cut, which is, like, totally the opposite of what I go for, which is, like, scruffy, bearded dudes who are very on the chubby side. Yeah! Bearded chubby guys with a really fucked up sense of humor like Zach Galifianakis. Or just two smart, fucked up, weird problem guys like Marc Maron. Those are my types. And so Jonathan, I can tell right away, he's very, very sweet. And he's cute. And he asked, So I said, sure. He's like, okay, so tell me about yourself. What do you want to know? How old are you? 35. Oh, but you're so beautiful. Thanks. How old are you? 23. And there is this part of me that is very conscious that I am planting the seed for this fantasy I've had of my whole life of, like, I'm in my late 60s and I have long gray hair and I'm wearing flowy Japanese clothes and there's my 30-year-old boyfriend from Brazil. Yes, please. And so Jonathan effortlessly guides this conversation. Okay, what are you into? What are you not into? What do you want out of this evening? I am very orally stimulated, meaning I get turned on by what I hear, and I love butt play. Hard nose, water sports, scat play, and clamps of any kind. What do I want out of this evening? Well, I just got out of a long-term relationship where my partner only went down on me 3 times in 3 years, and... I mean, one time he fed me Girl Scout cookies while he did it, so... That counted for a lot. Yeah, and sex usually only lasted half an hour with foreplay, and every time he touched my butt, he said, I'm sorry. And so I ask him, like, okay, what about you? Well, I'm pansexual. What does that mean? I'm attracted to everybody. Oh, hey, I'm pansexual. He says, I love eating pussy. I love it when a woman grinds her pussy on my face. Also, hard nose are scat play and water sports. I just also got out of a long-term relationship where I was the dom and my partner was very unsupportive of exploring my sub side. And then he said, I gotta tell you, I'm on antidepressants, so I can't really come. But I can fuck you for hours. And really, all I want out of this is for you to tell me that I'm a good boy. Okay. And then Jonathan asks if he can kiss me. Yeah. And it's so sweet and soft, and as our mouths are exploring each other, it escalates into me climbing on top of him, and then we're dry humping and making out like teenagers in the back of a Toyota Tercel. So I hop off, I'm like, okay, time for my costume change. I goes, oh, can I undress you? Yeah. And so I go to walk away and he grabs my hand and I think he's gonna like hold it and we're gonna walk together holding hands, but he puts it on his erection. And he whispers in my ear, tonight I want you to lead me by my cock. Okay. And so Jonathan slowly undresses me while keeping eye contact. And then I put on this simple black leotard and leg warmers, and suddenly I am Jane Fonda in Buns of Steel. And I grab his dick, and I take him to the back room, and I climb on top of this massage table, and I unbutton his pants, and I put his hard cock in my mouth. And I put my hands up his white shirt, and I'm like, whoa, I'm feeling, these are abs. This is what abs feel like. Oh, I get it. So then Jonathan mounts me on top of the table and I politely show him, hey, there are snaps right here. And he starts fingering me till I am super wet, and then he licks his other finger and sticks it in my ass. And I've got two in my pink and one in my stink. And then my body just starts convulsing. My lower half just starts uncontrollably convulsing, and I am slamming my pelvis into his hands. And then I start shouting, I feel like a fucking woman. Because I did. And then this room that started out as empty, I look around me and it's full of people and they're watching us. And then this guy zips over. He's like, hey, can I join? I was like, no, thank you, but thank you for offering. And Jonathan tells me, I want you to sit on my face. Okay. Peel my leotard off and butt naked, straddle on top of his face. And then I look to right next to us, and on the ground, there is this trio playing together, and they have brought a whole bag of produce. And it has, like, you know, what's to be expected. Eggplant, zucchini, cucumbers. And then there's, like, this whole stalk of celery and a whole bunch of kale. And there's, like, no insertion going on at all. They're just, like, beating each other with kale. Oh, slapping each other's thighs with kale. Different strokes, folks. Different strokes. And so I'm grinding my pussy on Jonathan's face. And then I look up. And there's Emily, the tour guide. And she just smiles at me. And I'm fucking his face. And I give her a big thumbs up. And so then Jonathan and I are like, we're overwhelmed. My pussy needs a break. And so I grab him. We're looking around the room, collecting our breath. We go to the main room, like, looking at all the equipment. What are we going to do? And then it's like, there is the sex swing. The sex swing. I've always wanted to fuck in a sex swing, and I'm a selfless person. I insist he goes first. I put him in the swing. I blow him. I climb on top of him. And then I, like, bite on his chest, and I'm sucking on his neck, and I can hear him moaning my name in my ear, and I just, like, grinding myself into him. And then he grabs my ass, and he pulls my cheeks apart, and I can tell, like, this entire room can see my asshole, and I fucking love it. And then Jonathan tells me it's my turn. I'm like, well, I brought some toys. I have my butt plug. And he goes, can I put it in you? Yes. He's like, well, how do you want it? And I improvise. I find a chair and I sit him down in it. And I'm like, and I lie myself across his lap. And I can hear him spit on the butt plug. And he slowly puts it in. And then he slowly takes it out. And then he slowly puts it in again. And then I feel him spank me. What? And then he does it again. And then I close my eyes, and it's like the sparklers that happen when my neurological pathways are just like happy. And he starts, and I tell him, do it again. And he's spanking me, and I am just overwhelmed with joy, and I feel like I'm at home. And I see this whole room of people being flogged and whipped, and I'm loving every second of Jonathan spanking my ass, 15 spanks on each cheek. And of course I love it. I'm an actress. And so... I like being watched. No. And so, again, my pussy is overwhelmed. And we're like, let's see. I think we've reached the point of the night. Let's find a bed and let's cuddle. And so we lay ourselves down on the bed and hold each other. And I just start stroking, slowly stroking his scalp and saying, you're such a good boy. You're such a good, good boy. You're my good boy. And he starts sucking on my tits, like, hard. And it's like this really weird, like, motherly thing. And I know it's weird, but it is working for me. And Jonathan, he looks at me, he goes, are you ready? Are you ready for me to go inside? You know, yes. And so he puts a condom on and he slides himself in me. And it is this very, very bizarre realization that this is the first person who has been inside of me in more than 3 years. This person is not my partner I've been with for the past 3 years. Oh my God, this is so weird, but I love it. I love it, and I get into it, and I find myself doing things that I did with my ex, like nuzzling my nose in the nape of his neck, and like moaning things like, I want you in me all the way, all the way. And I feel like this sense of guilt, but then I realize, no, this is me. This is who I am. This was not that person. This is me as a sexual person and how I express myself. And I grab his hips and I pull him in me as far as he can go. And I have this realization, oh my God, I am not fucking a stranger. I am making love with my concept of God. My higher power, and this overwhelming sense of what I am doing right now is self-care. This is self-care. And I got this deep message that, hey, everything that you've been looking for, everything that you are seeking is already waiting for you. You just have to show up.
See you peacock, cock, cock, you peacock, cock, you peacock, cock.
That song was Peacock by Katy Perry. What's coming up for Body Storytelling? Well, we do this live streaming thing. I'm so proud to say that we do it because we've done it once. The second one is coming up this Saturday night, Saturday, May 2nd. It is coming up at 7 p.m. Pacific Daylight Time, and you can watch it wherever you are. We had people tuning into our first live stream from South Africa, from the UK, from Ireland, from all over the world, of course, all over the United States. People set their alarm clock if they were in zones that were far away. We'll probably fix that in the future so that we can make sure the time zone will eventually work for everybody. But for now, 7 p.m., Saturday night, we've scheduled it precisely before all the virtual orgies start. We're going to get your party started. And our first live stream sold out fast, so there are still a few tickets left as of right now, but they're not going to last long. I came back from recording the live stream to have messages from all the people who couldn't get in, who desperately wanted to be there to be part of Body Live. So get your tickets as soon as possible so that I don't have to apologize to you for the fact that the event sold out before you got your tickets. You can get them on our website, bodystorytelling.com, or there's a link in the show notes. Oh, and here's a pro tip. If you buy the exhibitionist level, that means you can be a panelist on the live stream, and we're going to be having a costume contest. People told me they loved being able to see the other people who listen to Body Storytelling, the other people who create their own stories through body. So you're going to get to see people who are not just the storytellers. I'm going to give you a little eye candy, and you can be eye candy yourself. That would be the exhibitionist tickets, but we have four different ticket levels. You choose the one that's right for you. So go to bodystorytelling.com, go to our live shows, and a live stream is kind of a live show. You can find ticket links there. And I also want to give you a heads up. We're going to be doing these about every 2 weeks. And the one after this is going to be extra weird. Why? Because it's my birthday show. And my birthday show is always extra weird. So we will have tickets online very soon for the May 16th live stream. But in the meantime, this weekend, May 2nd, is our second ever Body Storytelling live stream. I hope to see you there. Live events were how we funded the Body Storytelling podcast. And live events are gone. And we don't know how long they're gone. We are funding this podcast. And we are funding the ability for Body Storytelling to continue to exist through Patreon. Patreon is an online subscription service, which means that if you're a fan of Body, you can get access to ad-free podcast episodes. You can get our behind-the-scenes story coaching series, the start to finish, from an idea for a story to standing up in front of a bunch of people and telling your story. You'll get to see the whole thing. And in addition to that, now we've added live stream tickets for our $10 and up monthly supporters and the live stream replay. It's a great deal. And you're ensuring that Body continues to exist. So please go to patreon.com/body, B-A-W-D-Y. Support us at whatever level you can. And thanks in advance for your support. While this pandemic is going on, I'm so glad that I have these weekly visits with you, that I still get to stay in touch and get your emails or see what you say on social media. It's a way to feel close to you. Let's say thank you to the people who make this moment possible for us. Thank you to podcast producer and live stream producer, Marty Garcia. Thank you to sound engineer, David Grossoff. Thank you to video archivist, Joe Moore. And thanks to you for telling your friends about this show, telling them about the podcast, telling them about the live stream that's happening again this week. Let people know. It's pretty impossible to get signal on social media right now because we're all pretty inundated on the internet. But your good word, you forwarding an email if you subscribe to the Body Storytelling email list, you sharing information about the event on Facebook or Instagram or wherever you spend time, that means that people will know and we can be together and they will thank you. I promise you. because body is this unique thing that when we find it, we want to stay with it forever. I hear that again and again, and I believe it's true. I'm sexual folklorist Dixie De La Tour. This has been episode 121 of the Body Storytelling Podcast. And here's a peek at what's next.
You know, I feel a bit bad. He'd gone off with his buddies and he's clearly come back for me because he's eyeballing me and tearing my clothes off with his eyes as I'm standing here. So, Chris says, no worries. He turns around, waves Tony over. We're definitely not in Australia now.